Good afternoon, kiddies. This is another episode of Hanging with Uncle D here on KLBC Long Beach. Got the girls from Ask Alice in the studio. Hi, girls.
Hey.
We got a lot of cool surprises. Welcome back, man. Good to have you back on the scene.
It feels good to be back, and we've really missed it. It's good to see you too, Uncle D.
Aw, thanks. All right, well, we got some pretty cool stuff. I'm going to start off with just something I love starting off with. A little 45 Gray. You guys like 45 Gray?
Yeah,
we're evil in the studio.
Let's do it.
This is 45 Gray, evil here on KLBC. La 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 Long Beach.
Can't
whole celebrity skin here on KLBC Long Beach. It's Danny Darko, and you're hanging with me. And that was cool. We had a little Veruca Salt with Seether and kicked it off with a little 45 Grave. Evil. You were all evil. You're so evil.
You're evil.
Ask Alice, sound off.
Hey, this is Annie, singer.
Hello, it's AJ.
And this is Laura, the drummer.
You sound so sexy.
I'm so sexy.
It's her Delilah voice.
If you want to talk to Delilah, press 9.
Where's 9?
You pushed it a long time ago.
Oh, my goodness.
We have to be good. My mom's listening, I think.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, and if you guys do want to call in and talk to these wonderful ladies, the number is 562-938-4800. Once again, that number is 562-938-4800. Yes. And you can actually watch them on Ustream, but you can www.klbc.org, and we have the stream going there. And I think I have it. Well, I have it on Annie, and there's a speaker in the way. Damn speakers.
Damn you, speaker. You guys can roll over here and be seen and not just heard.
Well, they told me I had a face for radio. So, so you guys are back.
We're back. Yeah, over 4 years. We tried to do the math on how many days that was, but we can't count that high. So, yeah, four and a half years.
Wow.
We broke up in 2009, and it was a sad thing, but AJ started the getting us back together, so thank you for that, AJ. But
thank you, AJ.
That was easy.
But
Switzerland, I'm good at that shit.
She brings the Minnesota nice to our band, and she's the keeper together of all of our glue. So, we got back together, gosh, maybe February-ish. We started practicing.
And I was totally going to go to the whole thing at the Q and
At the Quesera. Yeah, it was an awesome show. But I have to say, it was a trip. After 4 years, and you haven't done something for 4 years and for so long, we, went to our old rehearsal studio out in Garden Grove, and we set up, and we're like, let's just try it. And we literally played through our entire album Loaded.
Which we'll be listening to in a little bit.
And it was almost flawless. It was really weird. We all just kind of stopped and we're like, oh my God, we still have it, which was great. Nobody expected that. I didn't. Yeah. But we all still totally had it, and it was so much fun. And the energy was there. And that really came through, I think, on our show the other night.
Well, you know what? Let's play a track off Loaded.
Let's do it.
I know I've got some on my computer, but I've got the disc right here. And so that just makes it so much more easier.
Yeah.
Which is, I miss this CD. Really
You were at the release party way back in the day, weren't you?
Was.
Over at the Quesera on Long Beach.
Yes, I was. I got my little bag of goodies. And
we wrote on those bags. Yeah. We gave gift bags out with our CD. If you got to the show, you'd get a CD with your entry. And I remember we wrote on all the bags, they were little brown lunch bags. And we'd say I went to Ask Alice show, and all I got was this crappy bag of music. And they were really silly.
It was great. It felt like my mom was writing on my lunch bag all over again.
Dear Danny.
Right. I'm going to play the title track because it's one of my favorites. This is Loaded off of Loaded by Ask Alice here on KLBC. Well, cue it, baby.
Yeah.
Ask Alice here on KLBC. Wow, that was from the reunion show.
Yeah, that was from just last Friday.
It was like a year ago.
Wow, and that was your cover of Hole's Plump off the Live Through This CD or LP or record or however you kids are calling it these days. Does anyone remember records?
Gosh, yeah. Well, they came back. AJ has a really gigantic collection of records.
Ah, that's cool. Yeah, it was just we were just talking about like this. I had the collector's 7-inch of Miss World, and I had a lot of really cool records, and all those got destroyed in a flood when I was living up north. All at once, the Offspring's first album that was on vinyl, signed.
They're all just floated away.
Bowie's, Ziggy Stardust.
That's sad.
Yeah, some really good stuff.
But now the internet, you can listen to anything you want.
I got my whole record collection in that bag right
there. Exactly. Gosh.
And then right before Plump, we heard Loaded.
Loaded. Title track.
Oh, man.
Back in the day. You know, I don't think we ever talked about this, but I think the idea for that song had come from, this was at the height of like Ted Haggard. Do you remember him?
He was
the evangelical preacher who got busted with a hooker and a bag of crystal meth.
Oh, yeah.
But it was cool. I just thought it was so like epically hypocritical and wanted to talk about that kind of stuff. And that's what I think is really cool about being able to make music is that you can take stuff like that affects you and kind of make it into your own story. And you know, we've had a lot of friends, especially in this band, that have struggled with addiction and that kind of stuff. So you know, trying to put in the I'm sick, I'm broke, I'm in hell, like all these really prolific things. And I think my favorite line of this, and I always crack up, and I know like Justin and Sylvia, we always laugh when we hear it, but Jesus take the wheel. But,
oh my God!
But it's like that theory of like, oh Jesus take the wheel, like it's all good. It's gonna be fine, and we always laugh when we're driving on the freeway. Jesus, take the wheel. You know what'll happen?
Hell no! I don't want to crash.
Right, man. But it was just kind of a look at a retrospective of addiction and lying and all that stuff.
I mean, I actually get the true sentiment behind that, but really, are you really
exactly? Exactly. Yeah.
No thanks. I mean, what if the rapture happens?
I know we'd be in big trouble. Well, I figure they say that 7 years, if the rapture happens and you don't get sucked up by Jesus at the time of the rapture, you have like 7 years to atone.
Oh, so it's like,
so it's like 6.5 years of like really great partying. So like,
yeah,
sounds good.
So, okay. Yeah, that's like a bankruptcy.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, if you hang out long enough.
Yeah, you just, okay.
Get a whole line of new credit cards.
That's terrible.
I've done it twice.
Where do I sign up?
Yeah, it's fun to listen to these songs though and be able to think about where they came from. That's really cool.
That's what I like to hear is like all the stories and stuff behind the songs, like the heartbreak and torture and all the other fun stuff too.
Well, I guess as a musician, definitely the more heartbreak and drama and craziness that's happening in your life, the more creative I find that I am, which is not necessarily a good thing. But Loaded, our first album we came out with Ask Alice, and it was at the height of a lot of drama. You know, when we had first gotten together, I know all three of us were going through a lot of really crazy things in our lives, and we were able to pour out a really cool record. So listening back 4 years later and listening to that album, like I feel proud of it still. I think it's a cool accomplishment, and we've been working on some new songs and stuff too, so hopefully we'll be able to put something new out very soon.
Oh, I hope so. And of course, I'm getting a copy, right?
Oh, we'll see what we can do. We'll see. Nah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to play.
What's it gonna be? Is it Betty?
Of course it is.
Oh, Betty Blowtorch. Aww. Yay.
Aww. Betty Blowtorch, Hell on Wheels here on KLBC. Long Beach.
Come to your team. Her teeth had been baby silver tooth. She grins and grins. I know all this and more. So take your head off, boy, when you're talking to me, and be there when I feed the tree.
Tanya Donnelly, we love you. This is Danny Darko, and you're hanging with me, Uncle D, here on KLBC Long Beach. That was Belly with Feed the Tree.
It's a jam.
And then we heard Partial Throwing Muses, Shimmer with a little Ask
with
Alice.
A little Ask Alice mixed in. That was like, hey, we've been on the radio with Kristen Hirsch. That's
it was
so
a mashup.
Cool.
I
know.
Oh, yeah, Ask Alice Throwing Muses mashup.
Oh. I would just die.
I don't need to play in a band anymore. I'm just going to do mashups.
I think I'm going to talk to my friend Paul V tonight.
Oh, I love Paul V.
It's his birthday party.
You know, he spun. We went and saw The Gossip a couple years ago, and he spun and he opened the show, and I was like, because we go to Booty all the time.
Yeah.
So that's when we found out about Paul V. He's
Mr.
so
Paul
awesome.
V, his birthday is on
Monday.
Oh, happy
birthday, Paul.
And yeah, the party's tonight at Akbar, if anyone wants to go.
Oh, I'll be in the neighborhood, actually.
Hey.
I'll be at the Fonda tonight.
What's going on at the Fonda?
Jim James.
Oh.
Jimmy James.
My lady's taking me as my Valentine's Day present. Isn't she sweet?
Dude,
Valentine's Day
like
was
May.
Like, no. Is it your Mother's Day present? You mother.
It's your Mother's Day present.
Your mother.
And well, tonight also Black Sabbath.
Sabbath.
The all-female Black Sabbath is playing tonight at El Cid, which is a block away from
Akbar.
Yeah. And Blair from Betty Blowtorch, who we heard in the last set, also Hell on Wheels, is the guitar player. And I swear she does Tony Iommi. Like,
wow. That's so
like
cool.
Nobody's business. This band,
it might be a long night.
Yeah, you might have to like jump around.
Jump around. We're going to be down at Girl Fair tonight. That's happening all day.
Okay.
It's have you heard about Girl Fair at all?
No.
It's all about girl musicians, girl artists, all that some fun stuff. The Bellhaunts are playing, which are a really cool local band. It's down in Anaheim today. It's all ages. It's free.
Right
all
on.
Sorts of really cool things happening down in Anaheim today at
right
Girl
on.
Fair.
Anal slime. I had breakfast there today.
Anal slime?
Yeah.
Not anal slime.
No.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, anal slime?
That's a different show. That's a different show.
That's a whole other.
That's a
whole
other mouth.
Ew.
So dirty.
Oh. That's just nasty. Nasty. Before Throwing Muses was Betty Blowtorch, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was. Oh, I wanted to tell you why I love that Throwing Muses song.
Okay, yes, please do.
So there's a line in that song that says, "Your tongue is on my shoulder and there's nothing in my brain." And, like, I made everybody stop and listen to that in the studio. I was like, listen to this. That's, like, one of the most epic lines I've ever heard in my life. And for a long time, Sylvia, my wife, had that as her MySpace status. Like,
are you serious?
Remember, like, the headlines you could have?
No, you're like, slogan.
Yeah,
no, your life slogan.
She had that. And I was like, oh, what is that? And she was like, oh, this is a Throwing Muses song.
You still have MySpace?
I know. Sylvia's still on MySpace. No, I'm kidding.
God. I'm still on MySpace.
Are you?
I can't log in, so I'm assuming I am.
I can't get rid of my old MySpace music page. If you Google right now, if you Google Annie Parkhurst MySpace, this horrible old MySpace page will come up with all of these covers that I, like, sang in my bedroom of, like, all these horrible recordings will come up. A Twin Star from Veruca Salt is on there.
Nice.
But I've even emailed MySpace and been like, I don't know this account. Please, like, delete it. It's embarrassing. But it's, like, literally one of, like, the first things that come
up
on
Google.
Well,
you know, if you go into the
it's terrible.
The edit page, you can just wipe out all the code.
But I can't log into the site. I don't remember what my password was. So I'm, like, totally locked out forever. It's going to be in there, immortalized forever on MySpace.
I just keep mine around just because some bands actually don't – like, some friends aren't even on Facebook.
Really?
Like, they won't even deal with it because they didn't like MySpace very much. They got over it.
Right.
They didn't want it – like, I'm not going to start Facebook. But they still have their band page up on MySpace, and so it's the only way I can
Social media for bands is a trip. Like, first it was MySpace, and that was, like, a little overwhelming because it's, like, all these musicians were now having to get into technology. And then there was Facebook, and we all, you know, kind of went over to Facebook. And then there's, you know, Reverb Nation, My Band Page,
CD
Pure
Baby.
Volume, CD Baby. Like, Spotify, we're on – I swear to God.
Spotify.
We have Spotify. We're on iTunes. Like, there's so many ways to listen to bands now, which is just amazing because you can literally listen to anything anywhere. And it's also kind of disconcerting as, like, a band like us, like, how is anybody ever going to find us? There's so much good stuff to listen to.
How can they not find you?
I know. Well, I would love that, but, you know, we would like that very much. But the thing is, I always feel like, I feel like my heart hurts sometimes because I'm like, there are so many good bands out there that I will never hear because there's such a sea of everything out there right now. That's like, how could I ever sort through all those things and find those great bands? Again, I feel like I'll never find them.
I mean, it's there. Like you said, there's a sea of just music out there, but direct contact is the best way. I mean, word of mouth, whatever. But it's up there for anyone's taking or listening or whatever. And it's great. So when you meet somebody and you're really impressed by their music or whatever, it's like, you know, hey, look me up on
totally.
And it makes it really easy.
Well, I think that also talks to, like, nowadays when you do find a band that you love, you can find out so much about them. You can interact with them personally. Like, right now I have, like, a huge crush on Graham Rabbit. Do you know Graham Rabbit at all? I have to look them up. They're so great. But, like, I'm, like, Instagram fans, you know, friends with Jessica, the singer from Graham Rabbit. And she's, like, the coolest chick ever. But, like, now that we're engaged on that level, like, I totally, like, want to be a part of their band even more. And, like, I tell my friends about them. So there's this kind of disconnect of, okay, there is a lot to pick from. But once you do find somebody, you can make that connection even heavier, which is really cool. I mean, back in the day in the 50s, you know, nobody was Facebook friends with, you know, John and Paul and Ringo.
No, you had to hustle. You had to, like, make sure that you pretty much had to hand deliver your 7-inch record to the station because you wanted to make sure it got into the DJ's hand that would play it. And
that's what we had to do to you. We had to corner you and give you our album. And
wasn't that cool?
I know.
Can't rape the willing.
Yes, I know his teeth as white as snow. What a gas it was to see him walk her every day into a shady place. With her lips, she said it's high. Walk her every day into a shady place. He's not dark, but I'd warn him. Big, big, oh!
That was the little block of the Pixies, River Euphrates, and Gigantic, both off Surfer Rosa.
True, right?
Best
True
best album ever.
Agreed.
Ever.
This is Danny Darko. You're hanging with me, Uncle D, here on KLBC Long Beach. Ask Alice is sitting here with me.
Here we are.
Hanging. Low and on the left, baby. yeah, we've been rocking out. Before the Pixies, we had a little, what do we have there? L7, Pretend We're Dead.
Belly
and Throwing Muses. And no, we didn't do Breeders.
We're going to do Breeders.
I think I was trying to tie it all in. Throwing Muses, Pixies, Breeders.
It was like a 4AD roll.
The days. Well, Kim Deal, Tawny Donnelly, and then, you
so
know.
Good. It's just well, so the original lineup of the Breeders are back.
What?
The OG lineup is back.
Both Deal sisters and Tawny Donnelly?
And Tawny.
Whoa.
And the OG drummer.
That's true.
We're going to go up to Bumper Shoot. Bumper
you
Shoot?
Are?
Yeah, it's
what?
Seattle.
They're You're playing, taking me with
They're
you, right?
playing Bumper Shoot in Seattle.
When?
At the end of the summer.
Yeah,
like
that's...
Like September-ish.
No, well, I think that sounds like something I need.
We need to do that. Everybody needs to do... Well, they're not doing any LA shows.
Why?
I know. I feel slighted. But yeah, they're not... I don't know. They're, all their stuff
Bumper
is like
Shoot
UK.
Is like a three-day mega festival out in the woods in north of Seattle, and it's just amazing. I've been trying to go for years.
But yeah, like Breeders are going to be their OG lineup. I cannot wait.
The Pod lineup. That's such a great album.
Yeah, it is.
I was going to play Safari. Maybe I will.
Oh, I love
that
song.
That's our jam.
That's an Ask Alice
that's
song. For sure. That's
Ask Alice.
That's my shut your mouth. Yeah, that's a good song. I used to sing that song all the time in practice to AJ, and she would roll her eyes every time. She
hated it. And now I love it.
I actually got to see part of that lineup when the Breeders opened up for Nirvana and L7.
Oh, my God. What a show.
It was Nirvana, L7. Disposable Heroes of Hip-Hopocracy and the Breeders at the Cow Palace in San Francisco.
We'd die.
It was such an amazing show. It was right before In Utero came out.
Oh my gosh.
So they opened up with Rape Me, and I thought it was like the intro. I thought it was like some weird intro to like Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Right.
Similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
And it was like, oh wait, it's not it. And no, it was Rape Me.
That's amazing.
It was a pretty amazing show.
That's awesome.
Jealous.
Well, don't be jealous.
Yeah. But it was exciting because I've seen the Breeders. I know we all went and, you know, AJ, Laura, and I all went down and saw the Breeders play at the Glass House a few years ago.
That's right.
Yeah. It was such a good show. We hung out afterwards and waited for them like little dorks, and we got their autograph. And like, I took a picture of you and Kim Deal, remember?
Kim was like, I think I've seen you somewhere. I was like,
yeah.
Every show.
As AJ just died.
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing. That was a good time.
Fun. I love the Deals.
Yeah, they're
cute. All the Deals.
Yeah. I have a lot of respect for the Deal sisters, but I feel like every time I watch Kelly Deal play a guitar solo, like, I feel so nervous for her because it doesn't look like she's going to quite get it.
It looks painful.
And then she nails it. And I'm like, oh, I feel so relieved for her.
Watching American Idol or
something.
Yeah,
but, like, she just kind of looks a little loopy. And, you know, she's just, I feel like she's kind of like Ringo in that band
bit. It's like Patrick from Black Keys, too. Every time I watch it, I've seen him live a handful of times, and I'm just like, he's not going to hit it. He's not going to hit it.
And then he does it.
What? How did he manage to get his
how
arm
did you
from
do that?
The ceiling to his foot? You know, like,
that's so amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. So you guys get ready for Pride season?
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of the Pacific Northwest, we are – so Pride, Long Beach Pride is next weekend? Is
no,
it
no,
next
no.
Weekend?
2 weeks.
2 weeks? It's the 18th-ish?
It is next weekend. Oh, my God. I'm working it. I'm filming. So I'll be filming the parade on Sunday.
Oh, fun. Yeah, we'll be at the parade on Sunday. We played back in the day. We played Long Beach Pride. That was a lot of fun.
That was fun.
That
was a good time.
Do you know who's entertained?
Nobody good.
I have no idea. If we're not there, then.
No cool bands. No, like, no cool bands. Like, they never, ever have cool local queer bands play.
Hey, I've seen Joan Jett there before.
Well, that was when they, like, it was, they did Joan Jett. They had the Indigo Girls, which, like, might not be, like, super trendy right now, but, like, those girls are amazing. But now it's, like, everybody, you know, whatever reject from American Idol and The Voice and, like,
It's really annoying. And I feel like there's a lot of artists that they have come play just because they're a big name, but they don't have anything to do with our community.
It's
because
I'm not booking it.
I know. I'm telling you, we all need to stand up. We all need to go and apply to be a part of the Long Beach Pride Planning Committee. We need to get on their board, and we need to infiltrate from within and totally change their lineup and make their stages way cooler and make Pride hip. It's like I have had enough of rainbows in my life. Like how – our community is so cool, and there's so many talented, cool people that don't get any attention anymore. Right. And it's like, oh, well, who's the headliner? Oh, it's I think it's Anastasia from
Are you serious?
From American Idol. It's like, A, who cares? B, yawn. Like,
I didn't get
C,
to see.
Like,
what's that one year?
What do they have to do with our community? I just don't get it.
He was a cute what's his name? He was the cute, tattooed, beatboxer kind of what was his name? Something Blake. Not Blake Sheldon.
I don't think he would come near a Pride.
He was all tatted up. Yeah. He was like cute, and he used to do these beatbox stuff, and he did like renditions of The Cure and stuff like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I saw him in San Diego Pride. That was kind of weird.
San Diego Pride that was our jam. We played there in 2009. They were so nice. We played with the Bird and the Bee, and Shiny Toy Guns were there.
Oh, awesome.
That was so fun. They had us on the main stage. It was like our first time like getting like the VIP treatment.
That was the year I worked it. That's the year.
Was it?
Yes.
Really? That was so
I think
fun.
You were there on Saturday, weren't you?
I think so. We played right before Bird and the Bee.
No, we were there Sunday. We played Sunday.
We played Sunday.
Was it?
I don't remember. We went out Saturday night and saw a drag show and got all
at Lips.
Got all silly.
We had to leave
drunk.
Early because I was in the parade. I was working for Long Beach Pride.
Oh, cool.
And we had to leave early. So,
they were really nice. I really liked San Diego Pride.
It's definitely a fun fair.
It's so chill. It was just way more chill than any other Pride I've been to.
I was there back in 87. I was a band I was managing at the time, Glass, Spider and Michael. They like one of the longest married, for lack of a better word, gay couples that I've known. And they fronted one of the first gay fronted post-punk rock bands.
No way.
Yeah, Red Wedding. I don't know if you've heard. Look them up. They're amazing. Very amazing. And then they had another band called Glass, who I was fortunate enough to manage. And we did San Diego Pride. That was like 87, I think. And we played opposite Helen Reddy.
That's awesome.
So it was fun.
That's
They treated us very well. And then we played with Wei Wei Tango. And
There's so many prides, though. There are so many prides. And when we got back together, that's kind of what we said collectively as a band. Okay, you know, no more Mr. T's at 2 in the morning on a Tuesday night. Like, we're not playing gigs like that anymore. Like, we want to be a little bit more picky with the gigs that we're playing. And we've been so lucky to be invited to a lot of stuff, to be, you know, hang out with you, Uncle D. And we got invited to come up to Portland Pride,
right?
And that's going to be June 16th up in PDX. So that's going to be. Laura has never been to Portland. Are you excited, Laura?
Don't shave.
Yeah,
girls are pretty hairy.
I'm down with hair, but you know, it's like the whole like pit crystals thing. Like they don't work, and
I'm out of Toms.
There's so. bring your Toms, and like we're gonna. No, Portland has such a crazy cool scene. We can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Very laid back. A lot of farmers up there.
Lots of
really?
Beer.
Yeah. Lots of beer.
Herbal
of beer.
Farmers.
True. Portland's a bomb.
What'd you say?
Guinness.
Oh, you like a Guinness?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They serve Guinness up there.
I'll
really
be the designated driver.
But, you know, there's a lot of breweries up in Oregon, so they got their own special thing going, too.
You didn't have to wave through all the dirty hippies, so I'm not
Oh, you'll like it. You'll get into it. That's true. AJ is the dirtiest hippie we know.
You might find a dirty hippie that you might connect with, so.
It's true. We'll see.
We'll see. Don't judge too quickly.
That's right.
I mean, I found a dirty hippie up there.
We have a dirty hippie in our band, but you're not dirty though. You always smell nice.
Thanks.
AJ always smells like patchouli.
I showered today.
Yay!
I don't know. AJ's got that hot surfer stoner kind of rock out with the clam out.
Good look.
I like AJ's look.
It's a hot look.
It's very Venice Beach. No, I should say it's very Long Beach. Very Long Beach.
Yeah. I guess we're here in Long Beach. We should probably promote that.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Long Beach.
But not like the softball lesbian that was once Long Beach.
Thank God you said
which
that.
Which was like, you know, it was like cargo shorts and a polo shirt and like a sport, like a sports, which I don't know.
Like
sports.
A visor?
Yeah. Oh, like a visor.
And a fanny pack.
But no, you had like long hair, but you like put it back.
And a ponytail.
You wouldn't be, yeah, and a butch. And it was like out the back of your baseball cap.
Very much so, yes.
You're hanging out at, you know, whatever, the Broadway back
Broadway,
in the,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We moved over to Reno Room now because
badly
is
right
into that.
Wow. Well, let's play some more Alice Gallis. I think it's, how about So So Hard?
Oh. Yeah.
You like it so, so hard? I like it so, so
Girl,
hard.
You know it's true.
I love it.
This Girl, is off the loaded CD. So, so hard. Ask Alice here on KLBC Long Beach.
That's funny. We'll be right back.
I've been waiting for her. I've been hoping for her. I've been wondering about her. You're dying. You're dying for me, but I've been dying for her. A tramp.
What?
That's right. You haven't even got a fat bankroll in your pocket. You probably haven't even got 25 cents.
I got 6 Cadillacs, 5 Lincoln, 4 Ford, 6 Mercs, 3 T-Birds, Mustang. Oh, I'm a lover.
Prove it by me.
My mama was. My papa too.
What?
I'm gonna tell you
what. Tell me.
I'm not.
right. That was a Little Hypocrite. And
the mystery song.
I have no idea who that was.
Hold on. I'll Google it right now.
We had the Muffs, Onina, and Otis.
Otis Redding.
Otis Redding. Tramp. And who did we have before? Oh, it was Tambourine by Ask Alice.
Who's that? I was like, what's that song? I don't know that song.
I had to play it because, you know.
It's the crowd favorite.
Yeah, and it's your least favorite.
Well, we have a special place for that song in our hearts, I think. But no more stepping stone, no more. I just can't go on. Won't be your sucker punch no more. I won't be your pawn.
Stop!
Yeah, Ask Alice. That was 17 here on KLBC. This is Danny Erko. And before 17, we had Cry.
Cry, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what did we hear before that? I don't remember, and I don't really care.
Some other stuff.
Man, yeah. So thanks, you guys, for coming in the studio. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you for having us. This is like you live the dream in here. This is so cool.
That's sweet, just for some reason. Because sometimes it doesn't feel like a dream.
It's
like
a
nightmare.
This is my dream. This is like my new favorite radio station. Aww. We play really cool stuff.
So thank you. I mean, I have fun. I try and have fun. And I don't mean nightmare in a bad derogatory, like I hate my job kind of thing. But, it's like, you get that stress sometimes. And it's all self, inflicted. And,
right. You're the only one that would ever know because it sounds really cool. This is a lot of fun.
Well, I stress out about every show because I'm so nervous because I want it to be perfect.
It's rock and roll, man.
That just means
perfect.
I care.
That's right.
I care about my guests. I care about, my show. So I want
this
it to
be a lot of fun. Yeah. Party.
Love my listeners. So you had a couple things you wanted to mention before.
Oh, we're going to be playing down in Riverside. It'll be our first time in the Inland Empire.
IE.
We'll be, Ask Alice will be representing in the IE at Blood Orange Info Shop in Riverside June 2nd. It's a big fundraiser. Spare Parts for Broken Hearts will be playing, and the Bellhaunts, I think, are playing.
Very
and
cool.
We're playing, so it'll be a good lineup.
A lot of fun.
Bring your gay girlfriend.
Bring your gay girlfriend.
Or lock her up at home.
I love it.
I wish you guys all the best. I look forward to hanging out with you at some of the Pride festivities coming up, and the new album, the new record's going to
we'll
be.
Yeah, we'll see. See what happens.
I'm excited.
We got some material to work on.
Yeah, we've got some new stuff coming up. We did one of our new songs at the reunion show, and it came out really good. We're really pleased with it. It doesn't have a name yet. We just call it O.
I was going to play it for you guys.
You can play it later. You can play it still.
Let's see if I can squeeze it in, because I got some new stuff to play from Sinelli and Michael Van Linden coming up in just a little bit.
Nice.
So you girls,
thank you for having us.
Yeah,
enjoy
thank
the
you.
Day. You're going to go out to the festival in Anaheim.
Yeah, we're going to Girl Fair. AJ's going up to LA for
Yim Yames.
Uh huh. And well, if you can make it by El Cid's, Black Sabbath just playing El Cid's.
Good to know.
And then it's Paul V's birthday party at Akbar.
Party.
We like Akbar. We do.
It's a cool place. I finally went there for my friend Tommy Rocker DJs there.
Nice.
And a little shout out to you, a little plug, Tommy Rocker. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And I'm going to get to Michael Van Linden.
Thank you.
Thank you, mister.
Thank you.
I love you guys. This is Feel Love here on KLBC. Long Beach.
Long Beach. Did you want...
I've been in between them.
just be it. Everything, everything you wanna be.
This is Annie.
This is AJ.
And this is Laura.
And we're Ask Alice. And we're hanging with Uncle D at KLBC.
Oh, shizzle.
Trace of my own. I'm gonna dream up all I can glean on such wings all alone. Something strange and tiny inside of me is aching to grow. A scene truly new and eclectic. It's American electrical. My skin as it goes in, I get better.
can make me wetter. Signals in and double sin is rendering, rendering. Come up once you love that sensation, and rip up all of your quiet and patience, 'cause babe, electricity is fucking shameless. Yeah, yeah. Damn, yeah. Slap a grand on the desk and I'm out on the street again. Sometimes I hate my loneliness, and others it's my best friend. Now she is a part of me, she is in my mind and in my rhetoric. And you'll see someday you'll believe in my American man.
That was Savannah Pope. Latest from Savannah Pope, that was American Electric. And we had New Sin Alley. That was, where is it? That was Get Loose, Acer Psycho. And we kicked that set off with Michael Van London, Feel Love. All right, kiddies. Thanking Ask Alice for coming into the studio and hanging in with me today. This is Danny Darko. You've been listening to Hanging with Uncle D. Yeah. Take care, kiddies, and remember, if you can't be good, you better be good at it.